Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I'm Steve Ducey.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Tyrus. And this is the Fox News Rundown.
Monday, January 8th, 2024. I'm Eben Brown. Terror on the airline as a window panel of an Alaska Airlines 737 blows out at 16,000 feet. And now every plane of that design is grounded.
The question here is this something inherent with this model of the MAX 737? Or was it just this one airplane?
This is the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
One might call it miraculous that no passengers or crew died aboard Alaska Airlines Flight 1282 Friday night. The flight was barely downrange from the Portland, Oregon airport, although already higher than 16,000 feet when the window at seat 26A blew off the side of the aircraft. From the photos across social media, the masks did come down from above. The crew circled back and landed at Portland. The aircraft is a 737 MAX 9, a newer design of a trusted commercial jet. And now those airplanes are grounded by order of the FAA as the National Transportation Safety Board tries to figure out what happened. What we do know is the window in question isn't a regular window. It's a plug-in module that is used to fit into where an extra emergency exit would be if the aircraft were built to a different configuration. The door plugs are not new. They've been used for decades with no safety issues. So what happened here?
Anytime a piece of an airplane decides to disassociate itself with the rest of the plane, we have an issue. In this case, it never should have happened.
Mike Boyd is a pilot and an airline safety expert. He's also the president at Boyd Group International, consultants to airlines and airports and the rest of the aviation industry.
I mean, that was a panel on the side of the part of the airplane itself that came off and took a door with it. That's extremely serious. This is not just something you say, well, it happens. You know, it's not an oil change. This is something that basically Boeing's going to have some real answers to. We can't blame it on the age of the airplane because it was only a few weeks old. So what we're looking at probably is a manufacturing flaw. And the question is that flaw just specific to this one airplane or all 171 that were built around the world and flown around the world today?
The 737 MAX aircrafts, they have had their problems in the past. They were grounded in the past. There were a lot of concerns. Not everyone knows the whole story there, at least, you know, the laymen do what I'm talking about. But there had been problems in the past. Is this a new problem or is this something connected to those older problems with the jets that were labeled 737 MAX? And go ahead and correct me if you have to.
No, there is absolutely no connection whatsoever. What happened with the crashes in 2019 had to do with the avionics of the airplane, basically the computerization of the airplane that took it away from the pilots whenever it wanted to. This is something that's structural to the airplane itself, where they're climbing to 16,000 feet, and all of a sudden an entire window disappears. Now, keep in mind, these windows, these exit windows, which was part of this situation, even though it was blocked off, you know, they're closed by the pressurization, which means if it blew out, there was a weakness somewhere in that fuselage that caused it to break. And again, the question here is this something inherent with this model of the MAX 737, or was it just this one airplane? They're going to be talking to the manufacturer of that fuselage, which is Spirit AeroSystems, probably very quickly to find out whether that's the case. And more importantly, the the inspections being done of the existing airplanes by Alaska and United and other carriers is going to tell quite a story. Now, Alaska came out and said they had inspected 16 airplanes and there's no problem. But the FAA came out and said ground them anyway. So I think we'll hear in the next few days what the real story is.
Let's talk about how this panel blew out. It's kind of scary to think that a piece of the wall of the aircraft, the fuselage, would blow out. But this itself was, and I don't know the correct term, but was it a modular piece? I've heard it referred to as a plug. Can you kind of describe it? Not too much on the PhD level, but so we could all understand what it means.
Well, this plane is designed to be able to carry a lot more people than Alaska or United put on them. Some airlines around the world want very high density seating. That means you have to have more emergency exits. The way United and Alaska have theirs configured, they don't need this extra emergency exit. So it's paneled over. That's been done. The question is, why did this entire panel break loose? Keep in mind, when an airplane's pressurized, there's pressure literally, across, the entire fuselage pressing outward. Apparently, there was a weak spot here. But in this case, I think it's going to be something probably we're not going to really want to hear as we go forward.
This is not an old technique or an old configuration to have that paneling over the door like that, to have it reconfigured as a window or whatever the case is. So this obviously seems like either a unique or certainly a rare scenario to have happened that probably isn't very reassuring to a lot of passengers, people who have a flight scheduled next week on what was supposed to be a 737 MAX. So what do we tell those folks? I mean, this is obviously the 737 MAX is being grounded, but they'll be on other types of planes. But our planes are still, I think, the commercial flights anyway, are still incredibly safe.
There's no question about the safety. Of course, the problems we had with the MAX, 3 years ago now, that was on an airplane that was wildly safe. It flew several thousand flights before it became obvious. In this case, we may be in a situation where there's a weakness in the fuselage that, again, over time and pressurization and takeoffs and landings, it may become obvious. We'll probably know a lot more within the next 3 or 4 days, at least preliminarily, from the NTSB. I would say this, though. If we don't hear something semi-informative and positive from the NTSB by the end of this week, we probably have uncovered some real problems.
And what would those real problems look like? I know that's a speculative question there, but what are, maybe a better way to ask this is, what would the NTSB be looking for to suggest that there could be a deeper or longer living problem?
Well, the other airplanes that were built with this plug in them. And again, between United and Alaska and this country, that's about 160 some of them, 140 some of them. But they're going to be looking to see whether or not there is an inherent weakness with this plug. Because we know one went away. That happened just now in Portland. Could this happen again? And if it happened at 30,000 feet, it would be a whole lot different than what happened here. We were very fortunate. So they're going to be looking to see what other flaws they might find there. They might find none. In this case, they're going to probably find something because we know it blew out. They'll be tracing that back to other airplanes.
We're speaking with Mike Boyd. He's the president at Boyd Group International. They are aviation industry consultants, about this blowing out of a window on a 737 MAX flown by Alaska Airlines before the weekend. On the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition, we'll have more straight ahead.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there, and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
And what happens when this happened? I mean, I think we've seen films, movies where there's a breach in the aircraft, people, getting sucked out the side of the, that we did not have that happen here, but this is beyond a simple safety risk. This is a deadly thing that is, or potentially deadly thing. If you, as you mentioned, if you were up to 30,000 feet, or if you were over water, for instance, they were able to turn around pretty quickly and get back on the ground. It's kind of trite to say this. This could have been a hell of a lot worse, but it could have been a heck of a lot worse.
No, it absolutely could have. And that's what they're working to fix to make sure it doesn't happen. We know this. This specific airplane had a structural weakness, a structural flaw. And that we can't argue with it. That's why the side blew out. The question is that flaw endemic to this design, or was this a one-off on the manufacturing process? We got to look into that. And I think we'll probably know again in the next few days. And the big fear is, will there be a long-term grounding of these airplanes? If it is, it'll affect Alaska Airlines because it's 30% of their fleet. It won't affect United very much, and it won't affect our transportation system because this is what, roughly 140 airplanes out of 6,000 in the U.S. fleet. So it's not going to shut grandma from getting home.
What happens on board a plane when this would happen? I mean, obviously there's a safety risk. People, the cabin is depressurizing. What happens sort of minute by minute in these scenarios, both in the passenger cabin and what is happening on the flight deck?
Well, the flight deck, the first thing they're going to do is fly the airplane. They're not going to pick up the microphone and say, hello, folks. It's going to be the flight attendants that will be letting the people know what to do and how to do it. And again, as we saw in Tokyo, flight attendants to professional airlines are, when an emergency comes, they turn into safety robots. They know what to do immediately. They don't ask questions. That's clearly what happened in this case because no one panicked. That means the flight attendants were in control of the cabin.
And what should a passenger do? I mean, obviously listen to the flight attendants, but you know, if you're on a flight where something like this happens, God forbid, what should you as a passenger do? I mean, it's easy to say don't panic, but you're going to want to panic.
Yeah, most people are going to say there's something wrong with this airplane with a window the size of a refrigerator. Right. Like, they're going to say that. But boy, as the flight attendants are the ones that be, you know, please remain in your seat with your seatbelt fastened, blah, 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 blah. That's the kind of thing they need to do, and they probably did. But, you know, no one can really predict what happens when the side of an airplane blows out. In this case, everyone was kept calm. That's because of the flight attendants.
Well, that's good to know. Mike Boyd, you are with the Boyd Group International. You're an expert on aircraft safety. Thank you so much for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Evan, thank you, sir.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.